you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Doing this thing on Friday. Nicole Stacy is in the house.
Good morning.
We're going to have some fun this Friday morning. The sun has peaked out. It's a perfect time to talk about what's happening in Pensacola. And what better way than to have Nicole Stacy bring us the updates and information and highlights from Visit Pensacola.
Yeah.
Experience Pensacola.
What's not happening?
I don't know anymore. It's like I feel like I have to reserve a part of my brain.
You know, I started this morning at 5 a.m. on your sister station.
That's right.
So here I am rocking and rolling, and it wasn't this sunny when I started this morning. So I brought you the sunshine.
You really do. You always do.
Sorry, Brent Lane.
And yeah, Brent, you can't have her. She's mine. That's it. But, you know, this morning, speaking of which, it was like, you know, I really want to go to the beach. Could you just calm down, weather? Just calm down.
But we did discuss this over there. It's okay if it rains this weekend because we have 3 weekends of really big events.
Yes. And I'm excited to talk about them because I know we're going to talk about them next week, too. We have a lot.
Yes.
We have a lot going on. July brings celebrations. And with seeing more and more things open up, people bring those events back. You know, let's start. I mean, today is June 25th.
It's my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. That's awesome. Look at that. A little shout out on air. Love it. Hey, I do have a question for you before we go any further, just pertaining to the Visit Pensacola website. Throughout the summer, are we looking to get the beach camp back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and you know, those beach camps, they're operated by different sources, and so we work really close with the Santa Rosa Island Authority on some. We work closely with other entities on there. So, you know, it's all a bunch of moving parts. So we're working on them, and sometimes they're just down, like, in little glitches. So if you see them down, please let us know. Also, please be nice to us when you let us know. That'd be really nice, because sometimes we don't see it. But we are working to get them up as quickly as possible and then letting the other entities know who they belong to that they're down as well so that they can work on getting them up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Be nice. That's a general rule of thumb.
I think that you and I have that common motto of, like, let's just be good human beings.
Yeah. I mean, we have bad days, but don't allow your bad day to deflect onto somebody else. That's it. Well, that's our preaching for today. So what do we have coming up when it comes to Pensacola Beach?
Oh, my gosh. So much. So, you know, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, downtown, everywhere. So, you know, 4th of July is coming. And I hear Sertoma, it's going to be the largest fireworks show we've ever seen in Pensacola.
So does that make people panic at all, or does that excite
them? I don't know. It makes me really excited.
Okay,
do you like fireworks?
I'm so glad that you said that because, well, with the way that the world is going and you hear huge event, you know, we're going to end up on national news. But it's just, I'm excited.
But here's the deal with fireworks, right? It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch fireworks from all over. And the beautiful thing about our area is that, you know, Pensacola Beach has a fireworks show. Downtown has a fireworks show. Perdido Key has a fireworks show. Even in Santa Rosa County, they have fireworks shows. And I love it because if you set yourself up in the right spot, you can kind of see the fireworks shows in all of the different areas, which is kind of cool. But you can also space out and be in your own little bubble if you still feel that that's necessary. So I'm excited because who doesn't love fireworks? I don't care how old you are. Fireworks are still, like, the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Literally. We need to Google who made fireworks because it's just, it's, it's just fun, and you think back in your childhood, yeah. and you think of these moments.
It's so special.
It is very special. So we have fireworks happening downtown. We have fireworks. Did you say Perdido Key is having fireworks?
They usually do have a fireworks show at the Floribama, so I'll have to check on that one to make sure that they're having it this year. I know the Pensacola Beach is having a fireworks show.
That's right.
I know that people, Santa Rosa County usually has a fireworks show. Gosh. But I know that Sertoma is planning the biggest fireworks show they've ever planned.
It's going to be big. And we're going to have the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra there, right?
It's all going to be coordinated and programmed, and it's going to be beautiful. It's always a beautiful show because it's over the water, and it just, I don't know, something about celebrating.
And it's called the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars Performance. So apparently, and you know, we're going to have our coverage right here. So it's going to be a party.
Yes.
For America's birthday.
Oh, here we go. Yes. Floribama is having a fireworks show.
Oh, I see it. Excellent.
So good job.
Perfect. All right. Love that. And then, so we have 4th of July coming up. We have all the fireworks happening. And then we're creeping up to Skamania County's birthday.
We are. So this is the fun part because I won't see you until after all of this. So we got 4th of July. Then the following week kicks off Red, White, and Blues Week. Favorite week.
Favorite.
Because the Blue Angels have not been here and done a show. We got to talk about this. So this is why. It's okay if it rains this weekend, because for the next 3 weeks, it's going to be beautiful weather.
That's
I'm putting
true.
On my Chamber of Commerce hat now. Like, it's going to be Chamber of Commerce kind of days. My Pensacola Beach people are laughing at me because that's what I used to say when I worked out there.
That's like, amazing.
Chamber of Commerce kind of day. So we've got Red, White, and Blues Week put on by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Blue Angels. And that's going to kick off, you know, on Wednesday, they do their Circle on Arrivals. Thursday, they do a practice for their, we call it the spouses, because they're out there and it's so much fun. So if you have kids, that's a great day to kind of take your kids out to the beach, because the Blues are there and they're practicing, and it's at 2:00 and it's really cool. And there's not a big crowd. So if you've got little kids and you want them to see it, but you don't want to be dealing with all of the people, great day to go. And then on Friday, it's a dress rehearsal, perfect day to go. And then Saturday is the big day, which I'm so excited about.
Do you have tips? Okay, so I've done the practices. I've done the rehearsals.
Okay.
So much fun. Back when the kids were babies and I couldn't do the beach side. I've done the Saturday main event, right? Which is so cool. Like, you cannot, if you don't experience it, you're missing out. Just try one time. Just go one time. But do you have any tips? Because between traffic and parking and positioning and maybe loud noises for people with sensory issues, do you have any little tips to add in there?
For Saturday or just in general?
For Saturday, especially with all the people.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, you know, on Saturday, if any of that makes you uncomfortable or just, you know, I always say kind of spread out. So, like, if any of that makes you feel any type of way, go to either side of the Gulf Side Pavilion. So maybe try to not be right in the middle.
Okay.
You know, so on the other side of the pier, closer to like Margaritaville. Or maybe go further down, like by Emerald Isle, Holiday Inn, like
sure.
a little bit further down. Because you're still going to see the main event, right? But everybody kind of congregates right there in the central area. And they get there really early. We all know that. And they stay pretty much all day, which that's the fun of it. And that's, you know what you're getting into when you go right there. So I would say, you know, still get there early, find your parking. Also, side note, utilize Park East, Park West, and the trolley system, because that's why we have it. So you can use those parking lots that are not right in the middle, so you're not driving around and looking and waiting. Like, that's why we have all these spots. So then you use the trolleys to get to where you're going. So, you know, because again, everyone wants to be a nice human being. We don't want to get up in our feelings and have a bad day. We want to feel good about things. And then, you know, get there, get your spot, have your water, have your sunscreen, have your tents, have all of your things, and enjoy your day. And then take all that stuff with you when you leave.
Right. It gets busy. Make sure you have your water there, but take it with you. Do a double check. Pack those trash bags on top of the water and sunscreen. But yeah, and of course, I will be here with everyone facilitating and letting everybody know how that traffic is going. And that's the other thing. Pack your patience as well.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of people who don't even know the event is always happening and they're coming from out of town.
Sure.
So just be mindful, maybe get there a little bit earlier, you know, bring your three meals with you, or visit our many delicious restaurants from breakfast to lunch to cocktails and dinner. We got it all.
And it's a perfect time to do so because, you know, there was a very significant time that our beach restaurants, our bars, our businesses, they were hurting for business. That bridge just opened up. So, you know, I was just here a month ago when we were so excited, shouting from the rooftops, literally, that the bridge was open. So, this is the perfect time to support them.
Hey, here's a little tip, actually, that I learned from going to events at the beach and taking kids and not wanting to pack a lot and carry a lot. Don't forget, we have these amazing things called smartphones. You can order takeout from our restaurants.
Yeah.
Go and get them and take them back to your spot on the beach.
Like, and they do it right.
And it's a little bit faster. I like the break from the air conditioning and letting the kids play out at Flounders.
Yep.
But, you know, just a little side note. You don't have to be like, oh, we got to go in and sit. No. There's so much takeout, so much to do, so much good stuff. So we have fireworks happening, oh my goodness, almost next weekend, Sunday. We have, somebody said the fireworks are happening at Floribama on the Bama side because of permits and everything. Get it? You'll still be able to see it from Florida.
It really doesn't matter where you're standing.
It doesn't matter. But I love that little tip. Thank you for that. Then we have Red, White, and Blues. The Blues are flying. We're really excited.
I literally feel like a kid in the candy store. Like, it makes me want to cry. I'm so prideful of, like, them being from Pensacola, and it's their week. It's so special.
It really
and
is.
Thank you to the Santa Rosa Island Authority for all they do to bring that show home. Like, they put so much work, and because I used to work out on the beach, I know how much work goes into that show. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate all of that to bring us entertainment and fun and celebration throughout our summer. So after we have our Blues fly, next up, so that's the 10th of July, we've got
the 200th.
The 200th, the big 200.
So we're turning. So, you know, Pensacola has a lot of history. We were established in 1559. We all know that. We're not taking it away. So sorry, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And
not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But we are coming up on Florida's territorial bicentennial celebration. Say that five times fast.
I've tried. I can't.
So July 17th, 1821. This is when there was an exchange of the Spanish to the American flags right here in historic Pensacola Village. Like, how cool is that? Like, it happened right here in real time. So we are going to recreate it. We're going to celebrate it. We're getting together July 17th, so three-ish weeks from now, and we're going to have an event. So you can come downtown. Sunrise, we're going to have a sunrise ceremony with the Santa Rosa Creek Tribe. And that's really cool because you can't see it any other way except for being there. So, like, media is not allowed to record it or take pictures or do any of that. So you can't see it unless you're there. And you're invited to be there. I'm inviting you to be there, which is really cool. And then at 10 a.m., we're going to have a public event right in Museum Plaza with vendors and with speakers and with performances. And it's just going to be a way to honor those that came before us and then honor the diversity and the culture of our community now. And if you haven't checked out the Mosaic project that we're working on, and I wanted to do this with you here because we can do it live, I think.
Let's do it.
Have you uploaded your picture yet to the Mosaic?
I have not, and I need help with my smartphone devices in
life. Oh,
great.
We're going to do it now. I'm going to get Mark to do it. I'm going to get everyone out there to do it.
We're doing it.
I don't even know if he's listening to me right now, but everyone's going to do it.
Doesn't look like it, but...
Great.
Welcome to my life. But I'm excited for it. And hey, you know, this is like a virtual celebration.
It's going to be great.
I love it. So even if, you know, you don't make it, you're still a part of it.
Absolutely. And you get to represent a real person. It's not a character. Like, this isn't a fake person. It's a real person that was a part of Pensacola in 1821, and you will represent them right now.
A little reenactment. If you haven't watched Gilmore Girls, then you haven't lived, but they're all about the reenactments, and it got me really into history. And so, yeah, I appreciate this, yeah. And I appreciate being a part of it. And hey, fun fact real quick. So I love this. We're from New Jersey, right? We moved here 8 years ago-ish, and had my youngest child, first child I had here. She was born on July 17th.
She's a part of history.
She's a part of history. I love it. I'm proud of that, too. So, just saying. Anyways.
But see, we could put all of your kids on the mosaic.
That's true. Oh, okay. Now you're talking. Now it's a party.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, speaking of celebration, on that same day, we're doing the time capsule.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. So there's time capsule. All of the museums will be free that day. So if you've not done Historic Village.
Are you kidding?
I'm just saying. It's a full day, everybody. You'll be nice and tan from the Blues Week the week before on the beach.
We'll be looking good.
So this weekend, that weekend, you can hang out downtown because you know I love to spread the wealth.
That, I actually, you're blowing my mind. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to step back into history and experience Pensacola.
And if you have not walked Historic Village and seen the reenactment, seen the characters, tried the bread that they're making fresh right there over the fire.
I've actually not tried the bread. It's but
so good.
Okay, now I'll have to go again.
And we seem to always talk about food when I'm on the show because it's 9:30. We talked about cookies this morning with Bryn, and now yes. Talking about bread.
Crumbles. I'm ready for the cookies, the bread, and we were talking peanut butter and jelly earlier. So we're just talking all of the food. Hey, if you have a question for Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola, 850-437-1620, the text line is open. Have I asked you yet what you would put in the time capsule?
Ooh. Well, I know what we're putting in there. We're doing a visitor guide from 2020.
Oh, wow.
And we're doing one of our challenge coins.
That's right.
I know some people are putting mask because it's 2020. We'll leave that there.
Yeah.
I know that Dr. Bentz is putting a USB of just like all kinds of documents and photos and just information. What would I put in there? What would you put in there?
So I believe that news is a part of history. So current newspapers and magazines, I like that.
Yeah.
And letters from kids who went through the pandemic learning from home or being homeschooled. Ooh, and how they felt.
I love that. And you know what you just made me think about? When I was in school, I'm taking it back now.
Let's throwback.
I think we made a time capsule. Like with the concrete. Mm-hmm. I think I have it at my house. I need to break it. I think you were supposed to like write a letter to yourself in the future and break it.
You actually have it? That's amazing.
I'm gonna find it and I'll bring it in next time I'm on next month.
Okay, let's do that because you know we did
oh,
one.
God, what did I say to myself?
Eat cookies probably. Like
I wonder what I said my job would be.
I know, that's exciting.
Ooh.
I think I want it to be like a lizard doctor.
It's something really good.
Hey, but those kind of things, we are celebrating history while commemorating our current times. So then later on in history, we can look back. We are constantly creating history. And so I think that we're not reminded of that enough. We can't change the things that are happening to us.
Sure.
But we can change how we are reacting and responding to things and how we are creating the moments in this time. And so being able to put things like that, and you hear from kids like, you know, my mom was the worst teacher ever. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's probably the truth. I'm raising my hand. But you get to hear like, you know, I loved my teacher so much, I just missed her. Things like that, you know, and being able to look back and see, hey, kids were resilient. You know,
sure.
And then looking at the newspaper from that time and looking at the Visit Pensacola pamphlet and being like, you know, we made a huge comeback after 2020.
Absolutely.
I think you need to have 2020 and 2021 to see the difference and to show how resilient we are in Pensacola.
You know, maybe I'll put a USB in there with like some video, like campaigns. Like the campaign we ran for coastal distancing during the thick of 2020. And then some of the campaigns we're running right now, just to show how we advertised our area. Because think about in 25 to 50 years, how are we going to be marketing Pensacola? And like, what is Pensacola going to look like?
Man, I mean, I hope not too much changes because we're
so
precious.
Same.
But look at the last 10 years.
We weren't like this 10 years ago.
No. No.
You know?
We look like we got some good Botox is what we've got. And you mean this is what it is. And we look good.
Thank God for Botox.
amen, sister, friend. Hey, you know, I want to give you guys a really quick shout out because if you go online to visit Pensacola.com, there's so much there. Things to do, places to stay, events. You can go to the whole calendar. You can add to the calendar if you have something going on. And I love, this is my favorite part, you have your interactive map.
Yes.
You scroll, let it hover, see what's there, get an idea of, you know, planning your trip, where it is, mileage, where to drive to next. And so that's something I don't think we've talked about yet.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something good to remember too in the heat of the summer. You're like, oh, I'm going to the beach, but afterwards, where do we want to go to eat? Do we want to stay on the island or we want to come, you know, back to Pensacola and go downtown?
Mm-hmm.
You have that map there to show you how you can plan your day.
It's so interactive. And you know, with the event, there's a lot of resources that are free. So if you've got an event going on and so many events are coming back online, you know, share those with us because we want to help you market it. We want you to be successful because that's what we do. You know, I was really excited. We opened up our grant program again, which was something I was so sad we had to put on pause over the last year. And so we're opening that back up. It's starting October 1st. It is closed now, but we had it open for applications and we had quite a few come through. So we just announced those awards and they'll be getting marketing dollars for our fiscal year 22, which sounds so crazy, but Visit Pensacola's year starts October 1st.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
It's
then.
Confusing.
That's
but
okay.
It starts October 1st. And so we'll be giving out these marketing grants to these already selected events. So that's something we do for the community each year. So there'll be another call next year. I'm doing quotations. You cannot see me. I realize I'm not on TV. I'm on the radio. So we'll make sure that everyone knows when that next call is. But, you know, that's something we do for the community. We want to give event organizers marketing dollars to be able to have those budgets that allow for them to market outside of Escambia County to bring people into the destination. That's our mission. That's our goal. Increase overnight stays.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is our board of directors. You know, Visit Pensacola is an organization. We are the promotion of tourism, and we serve a board of directors, and we have open spots. So if you're interested in serving on our board, there are some requirements. You've got to be a partner, a paid partner. You've got to be within Escambia County. And we've got open spots that are like lodging or restaurants or arts and culture. Like everything's got to fit, right? Because we want to make sure we have diversity and everybody has their role. But definitely check out our website, visitpensacola.com. You scroll to the bottom and you'll see our industry site. And that's all of the information, like our business information. So as a local, if you want to learn more about our purpose and what we do and about how to become a partner and just what we do in the community, that's the site you want to be on.
Excellent. And just to remind everyone, y'all are open.
We are open.
You come right off
that bridge. Busier than ever.
Really? That's really encouraging.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's great. I love when visitors come into the visitor center. I love that the phones are ringing and people are asking questions. I love that our hotels are sold out and busy. I mean, I love it. I love that people are traveling and they're excited to be back and they're happy to be taking vacations and just enjoying life again. It feels good.
Excellent. And this is Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. She's here inviting you to download the Experience Pensacola app as well.
Yes.
Your resource for not just things to do and places to stay, but safety. You get the updates on the flags and happening and what to do if you are caught in a rip current, all those different things that we don't think about. So I want to thank you.